Hello, this is my Linden Diary for March the 2nd, 2017. Today is the Thursday after Ash Wednesday. Over the course of these audio devotionals, I have, for the most part, reflected on passages of Scripture drawn from the daily office readings that are assigned for each day in the Episcopal Church. This is a two-year cycle of readings. And it occurred to me as I prepared for this year's edition that I have reflected on Old Testament lessons and epistle lessons and gospel readings, but I have not spent much time with the Psalms. And so this year I'm going to draw these reflections from some verse or several verses from the Psalm that is assigned for a particular day. Today's psalm is Psalm 37, and the first verse is, "Do not fret yourself because of evildoers. Do not be jealous of those who do wrong." And as much as I appreciate the language of the prayer book translation of the Psalter, Psalm 37 and verse 1 is one that I remember most vividly from the King James Version. And it is this way: "Fret not thyself." It seems to me that here at the beginning of Lent, not fretting is a good admonition. Lots of fretting in our world. Lots of fretting in our culture. Lots of hyper-attenuated emotion. I confess, I have done my share of fretting. I think we fret because we feel out of control. We feel anxious. We feel scared. We feel powerless. It's easy to fret. And yet, as Jesus reminds his disciples, for all of the worrying that we do, can any of that worry make our hair grow any faster or change the course of a day? Worry in and of itself, fretting, won't necessarily lead to any change. What leads to change is not fretting, but action. And that's where the fifth verse of Psalm 37 comes in. "Commit your way to the Lord and put your trust in Him." The antidote to fretting is a recommitment to the Lord and putting our trust in God. I don't believe that trusting God relieves us of responsibility for acting in the world. Rather, trusting God gives us the confidence to act in the world. My favorite theologian, Stanley Hauerwas, says that people of faith can afford to be patient because they worship a God who dwells in eternity. When we get caught up in the worries of the day to such an extent that we are paralyzed with fretting, that's a good reminder that it is probably time to recommit ourselves to the Lord and put our trust in God. And for me, that may be the gift of Lent. As I said yesterday, Lent as a time of reorientation, of getting our thinking straight, of reminding ourselves who it is that we belong to and who it is that we worship. I'm not so simple-minded as to believe that if we worship and pray that we will somehow receive an inoculation against fretting. I suspect that fretting is a part of the human condition. which is why in the midst of a world that frets, we need to take heart the seventh verse of Psalm 37. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Perhaps today is a good day to find a minute or three and simply be still. And if in your stillness you find yourself fretting, I would invite you to simply say to the Lord, I'm tired of fretting. I'm giving it to you. I'm committing my day, my way to you. Guide me in the path that I should follow. Be still, fret not, commit. That sounds like a pretty good formula for not only getting through today, but through Lent and through life. Let us pray. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, obtain everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.